Good morning, everyone. Thanks so much for having us. You know, first, I have to give a shout out to Corey specifically and to Tom Thompson, because they have worked so tirelessly to help us to continue to focus on state issues, state spending, state deficits, when so many of us can understand that the federal stage might be able to get more press. You know, in the past 10 years, our state has seen virtually no increase at all in population. We have just under 1.3 million people in the state of New Hampshire. But our state spending has gone from $6 billion to almost $12 billion. And even a fifth grader would understand that's no cut. You know, we're facing a $300 million deficit in the state today. And I remind people that the current leadership's plan to deal with a $300 million deficit suggests a cut of barely 10%. The people of this state can no longer afford the agenda that we're on. We need to get our government out of the way so small businesses can be successful, because it's the success of small business owners that's going to hire the nearly 50,000 people that are unemployed in our state today. Our ability to help our neighbors, and all of us, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, and Libertarians, we all understand and we all embrace the need to help our neighbors. But it needs to come from an expansion of the economic base. It needs to focus on the number one issue we have today, which is getting these people back to work. So again, thank you, Corey. Thank you, Tom. We really appreciate it.
Again, I'll just add that I'm also very proud to sign this pledge, and I will work tirelessly to make sure everyone in New Hampshire who wants a job has one. Thank you.
Thank you.